One, two, three. Are we on? Oh, hello, mate. 2 minutes past one. It's Max here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Welsh Dave's here.
Hello.
Sam's here.
Hello.
Oh, do you know, I promised to read out all the iTunes reviews, but I haven't got them. So next week, there've been a few good ones. I mean, I say good, like well-written ones, and not necessarily positive. But next week, an absolute guarantee.
I can read out a text from my mum.
Oh, okay, here's a text from Mrs. Glenn Denning. Is this on reviewing the show?
Kind of.
What does it say?
Hi, Barry. I am enjoying my stay here. Both well. Wesley's birthday today, 21. Sam a bit older! Exclamation mark. Oh. Wet all day yesterday, so we went shopping. Here till next Sunday.
So it's not really to do with the show, is it?
No, it's, well, to do with her stay on her holidays.
Oh, okay. So do you think people are still going to be listening to this? You know, we're trying to get them to listen to the podcast, get our numbers up there, because we've got to compete with the Guardian Football Weekly now. So it's tough for us. But anyway, I really enjoyed that today. What do you think, Barry?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. If you, that...
I just didn't like the new game. I don't like it.
The new game is a brilliant game. Barry didn't like it because he lost. He liked it last week when he won. I mean, how old are you, Barry? You're 43, aren't you?
44.
You're 44, and that's how you're taking your ball home because you lost. We'll play it every week. Listen to the footballer game. That'll be in the podcast, plus a lot of other things. Hope you enjoy it. Rate us, review us on iTunes. I'll read out the reviews, I promise, and have a lovely day.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Gabriel tweets, I saw Oliver Kahn buying high karate in Berlin Airport and asking the assistant, "Und the ladies really like this one, yeah?" Then walk off smiling, taking Ray Stubbs to another place. This is the Warm-Up Megazade Aftershave Special. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. This is Talk Sport, The Warm-Up. I'm Max Rushton, alongside me, The Guardian's Barry Glenn Denning, and we are here until 1 o'clock. Barry, good morning. How the devil are you?
I'm very, very, very well, thank you.
There was some insinuation there from Bingham on the Weekend Sports Breakfast that, you know, you come in slovenly, sort of covered in beer and kebab.
I wake up on Sunday morning with my mouth open under an optic.
Still in your clothes.
Yeah.
And you just walk in stains everywhere.
Egg down my shirt. Mm. It's a myth. I rarely burn the midnight oil on a Saturday because I'm
You're a professional.
Judicious professional broadcaster. Okay. And, I mean, occasionally.
You let yourself go.
Yeah.
You've made mistakes in your life, but that's what makes you interesting, Barry.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'm not some shambling dipsomaniac.
No, absolutely not.
Is
that an image, do you think, has helped you in your career or not?
No, I think it's held me back.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Oh, it's probably the same with Alan Brazil. He gets a tough time.
Doesn't he? And he is straight-laced and I don't think he's touched a drop for... 11:06? A couple of minutes, I guess, isn't it? Did you watch a game yesterday, Barry? Or did you do? Were you in the office?
Liverpool-Watford.
Okay.
And then I was part of my brief for the day to keep across everything that was going on in the 3 o'clock kick-ups and provide regular updates on the internet machine.
Yeah.
And then I saw the sort of the last 40 minutes of... Manchester City,
Brighton,
and Brighton.
You didn't need to see any more than that, I would suggest.
I watched Match of the Day. I'm actually going to keep. I'm trying to keep a list. It'll probably give up after a couple of weeks. But of how many football matches I actually watched?
See. Okay.
I think I'm up to 7 already.
Well, I watched my team first pre-season friendly of the season, 2-2 draw at Hounslow CB. What was good. And I've got to be sort of careful.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Cambridge United. I was going, they've already played 3 games and lost them all.
Yeah, our season's over.
Derry out?
No.
Derry out?
He'll
have Hearts at least cooled their interest now?
I believe they might have cooled their interest. I have faith.
Every cloud.
We're only 6 points off top spot and we can still make the playoffs. And we're out of the Carabao Cup, so we can concentrate on the league. No, the game, I saw our amateur team. I know some people love to hear me talk about it and some don't. Interestingly, they had like five supporters. Got to be careful how I phrase this. One of their supporters for the whole game was smoking a special cigarette, right?
Okay.
And after the game, our central midfielder said, it does, the wind was blowing onto the pitch as well. So for our players, it was quite hard to concentrate by 90 minutes. Because it was quite, they just said it does change it if you're trying to run around for 90 minutes and those fumes are sort of coming onto the pitch. Next to him as well, another one of their fans was on a Domino's pizza moped. So I was wondering if 70 minutes in their players would all get the munchies and then they bring on these pizzas.
Well, yeah, I can kind of see it that, because I was in a pub one day.
Mm-hmm. Never.
And there were
the myths of your clean living exposed so soon.
Anyway, but out in the backyard of this pub, there were a couple of guys smoking some very, very strong special cigarettes.
Right. Okay.
And the wind was blowing the smoke through the back.
Oh, see, you were sort of in a wind tunnel.
Pub, and then into the saloon area. Mm. And I honestly think quite a few of us started to get. To feel the effects of this, but yeah, it is very acrid. I'm not used to it particularly,
no.
So
no,
I have no problem with anyone smoking special cigarettes. You know, it's probably not good for you, but
I don't advocate illegal things. And I'm massive squares. I've never done it.
Okay,
so there we are. So I think we covered that well, didn't we? Yes, thumbs up from behind the glass. There we are. Say no to drugs, everybody. Do you want the Just say no. Do you want the agenda for today's show?
Yeah.
Point one on the. Here's how the show works. If it's the first time you've heard it, welcome. This is season four, unbelievably, of the warm up with me and Barry.
And I'm still not on the jingle.
Still not on the jingle. We can start a campaign for that. If you'd like Barry on the jingle, text yes to 81089. If you don't, text no to 81089. If you don't care, text don't care to 81089.
I'm going.
It is 50p a text. Don't feel obliged to do that.
I'm thinking a landslide of don't cares.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon we might get one in the ad break. And we'll go with it. So the agenda for today's show, 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything by one on the agenda, well done to us. If we don't, it doesn't matter because nothing really matters. Point one, drug talk. Done already. Point two, the Premier League review is back. I've got notes. Barry, you got notes?
Yes.
Excellent news. Three, after months of waiting, we find out what Alan McAnally is wearing. Four.
I don't have any notes on Southampton Swansea. I kind of lost interest.
Did you give up
then.
At that point?
Yeah.
I think that's okay. We're not going to go big on that game. After months of waiting, we find out what Alan McAnally is wearing. Point four, a Spurs comic is on. We find out if Spurs will win the league or get relegated later, won't we? Ian Culverhouse, pre-season is over. Point six, is Dean Saunders nice? We find out. Point seven, guess the attendance is back. No Justin Morehouse again. He's really biding his time.
Where is Morehouse?
He's on a pre-season tour of China and the Far East. His sponsors have got involved. It might affect him this season.
Is he at the Edinburgh Festival?
I don't know the answer to that question. We're going to find out if Mark Saggers will play, because I reckon he'll really love that game when he's busy and got a show to do afterwards.
Yeah.
Point eight, our Manchester United correspondent is on. We'll try not to just talk about Marouane Fellaini in that headband. The greatest moment of the season has happened already. Some texts coming in. Don't care, Jacko in Leeds. Barry who? That's anonymous. Yes, 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 don't care. So currently don't care is a winning on that. Point nine, my dad's poetry idea is in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
this. Actually got some poems. Shall I read one now? James Mitchell, this is a good one. Please stay, Gylfi Sigurdsson. Don't go to Koeman's Everton. If you stay and don't go away, you'll have a statue with Swansea, son.
See, I think that last line should have been, you'll have a statue outside the Liberty Stadium one day. It rhymes.
We're not here to criticise. We're not here to criticise the poetry because it's. Or maybe we are. I don't know.
We could turn this into some sort of art show. I'll be Tom Paulin.
Rossi B writes, his name is Barry. He's happy as Larry, but the show will be better with Alan McAnally. There you go. Point 10, the 10th point does not exist anymore. I'm still not allowed to tell you about it. So look, we're going to have. We're going to have a bit of structure to this show. Every show this season, we are going to. Build a football team, okay? This is Tony Cascarino's idea. people, footballers, so sometimes there'll be good stories, sometimes they'll be easy to build, sometimes they'll be difficult, but we believe in you, right? You've been listening to us for 4 years now. You haven't found anything better to do. So, like, you're with us now, okay? So we are building a football team today of footballers you've seen putting on or buying aftershave. Some more texts. Don't care. Don't care. Jeff Kippax. Don't care. I don't care. What I do care is Newcastle start with a win, says Carl in Cardiff. Barry who? Kiss. Don't care. And here's another text. Says, yes, 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 yes. If only he'd put a no on that, we'd know that that guy from the Vicar of Dibley was listening. So look, we're going to build a team. Footballers you have seen putting on or buying aftershave, because once Tony Cascarino was behind Michael Dawson in a perfumery, in a sort of weird... The person behind them, if they were a football fan, would have found that strange. So, look, straight into the team, Dawson at centre-back and Cascarino up front. Because they'd have seen each other, wouldn't they? So that still counts.
You'd imagine so.
At the end of the season, we'll have, like, a World Cup of the teams that we've built.
But okay? I've genuinely... Like, I'm 44 years old. I've never bought aftershave. I always have aftershave because my mum gives it to me as presents,
nice.
You know, birthdays, Christmas, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've never bought it.
Okay.
I don't even know how much. What kind of selection is there? What kind of range
do you?
Do you get advice?
I find the smell of that bit of the shop so overpowering. I just have to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you like?
No, I just go natural.
It has been noticed.
Tom Smith writes, I once saw Samasi Abu doing shots of Brut aftershave. I told him it wasn't a beverage, but he just carried on. Abu and Cascarino, good strike partnership. Anyway,
I reckon Cascarino's an Old Spice man.
Oh, I think he is, in many ways. Right.
A blue straps.
Listen, that's the football team we want you to build. You can tweet at Max Rush and at Big Glenn. Text 81089. If it's a great story, 08717223344. Coming next, the Premier League review.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
We've been waiting so long for this. The Premier League is back. And it has been very good. I mean, people sensationalise it, but it has been ridiculously good. Time for our Premier League notes. I've got a new notebook here.
I'm very impressed.
I've nicked it from
it
the
looks
wife.
Looks like a proper drawing.
I think it's like a sketch pad from the wife.
Is that fancy, soft?
Yeah, so I should have used a rollerball, but I used a biro. Anyway, I'm going to start with this. How great to see... On the Match of the Day titles, 49-year-old Marco Gabbiadini at Southampton, still a poster boy for the Premier League.
You had to.
Start that low.
Yeah.
What have you got?
Do you want to get a yes indeedy joke in?
Also, no, my first actual point is, because the weather was pretty terrible this week, and the first day of the Premier League has to be sunny. And I was nervous, but it was beautiful sunshine, and I really enjoyed that.
Right.
Let's start with Chelsea 2, Burnley 3. I have a new TV show with Paul Merson, Barry, called Premier League Predictions.
Yes.
And somebody had filmed a little quote from me on it saying, Burnley at home, that is a dream start for Chelsea.
And how did that work out for
them?
Well,
they didn't win.
No.
No, they lost.
They did.
Cahill, is that a red card? Because I wrote not for me, Clive, initially. But then when I saw it again, I thought, actually, yeah, maybe.
I think going by the rules, yes, it is a red card. I'm not so sure it should be. Mm. But he didn't really complain. He knew the
No, he
the
was really was polite about it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he then took off his captain's armband and stuck it between his teeth as if someone was about to, you know, saw off his leg or something, you know, and they bite down on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I would... say that was fair enough. Chelsea fans were apparently booing the ref, not their team, and he also sent off Fabregas, who I thought also deserved to go.
Yeah, I do. But I did wonder if Chelsea...
And I thought David Luiz was very lucky not to join the two of them.
He looked like he looked when Germany beat Brazil, you know, 100-0.
I'm a huge fan of his. I think he's a fantastic player. He gets a lot of grief he doesn't deserve, I think, for no other reason that he's... got funny hair and stands out quite a lot.
In the night,
yesterday was not one of his better games.
In the 94th minute, Burnley had that free kick on the edge of the box, Robbie Brady, and he hit the post. And I was so desperate for him to just boot that as far into the stands as he possibly just aimed the wrong way. Whack out for throw. Anyway, look, well done, Burnley. Good win for you. Palace 0, Huddersfield 3. I don't have too many notes on this one.
Which one is this?
This is Palace 0, Huddersfield 3.
It was the first kick clash of the season.
It was, yeah.
Painful viewing.
Mm-hmm. Too many flags the Palace fans had.
Well, yeah, they were all left out for them before the game
didn't like
started.
That. Would like to see David Wagner in a suit. I think he could pull that off really well.
All right.
And on the sort of Danny Rose Google-ometer, I had to Google Aaron Moy and Steve Mounier.
Okay.
So I've done that.
I knew Steve Mounier. I didn't... Where did Aaron Moy come from?
He's Australian. Do you know what? I said they're on the Google site. I haven't Googled them yet. But they're players I need to Google to learn a bit more about. I just lied just then, yeah. Apologies. I'd like to apologise to you, TalkSport, my family, all that, for lying that I haven't Googled Aaron Moy yet. I apologise. But anyway, he looks like a very good player.
He was exceptionally good in the playoff final.
Mm.
Ian Wright also had a comedy slip of the tongue where he referred... I think he was trying to refer to Wilf Zaha as Crystal Palace's danger man, but referred to him as Danger Mouse.
Oh, excellent.
And he hoped no one noticed, but Gary Lineker obviously pulled him up on it, and I quite thought that was
Who, therefore, would be Penfold. Crystal Palace's Penfold? Because David Wagner looks like... But he can't be. It's got to be a Palace...
Penfold... Jason Puncheon.
Do you think Jason Puncheon is? But he would jump into the car because that's how Penfold got in the car.
Right.
Don't sound too interested in that. Right. Working together for 5 days in a row. So, you know, act interested when I talk. Watford 3, Liverpool 3.
Well, everyone has been making the point. I like to think I made it first on Twitter. But Liverpool conceded more goals from corners than anyone else last season.
Mm-hmm.
They've obviously had all summer to work on this. They've been hard at it on the training ground. We must stop conceding from corners. First corner they concede, Watford score. So
Salah played quite well, didn't he? But he did an excellent toe punt over the bar, which is sort of very Sunday League football. Was Britos definitely offside? Because he looked quite level to me when I was watching that for the equaliser.
Yes, he was.
He was level.
No, he was...
He was definitely offside.
He was offside.
But part of him was level.
I saw someone on Twitter today trying to argue with Stuart James from The Guardian and Raphael Honigstein that he couldn't have been offside because the ball was passed backwards to him. Which is nothing to do with the offside rule whatsoever. No. But yeah, I thought it was a touch of sour grapery from Jurgen Klopp afterwards, you know, complaining.
He had just let in a last-minute goal, which was offside. Although I didn't think it was.
Yeah, well, they should have just... I mean, Leicester conceded a goal that shouldn't have been allowed because of a handball. But Craig Shakespeare, while pointing out the foul, said, we should have defended better. Jurgen Klopp could have possibly said the same. I mean, their defending was, rather ironically, indefensible.
Your conclusion, therefore, Barry Glendening says Craig Shakespeare a better man than Jurgen Klopp. If I'm making a headline...
I'm saying he's a bigger man.
He's a bigger man.
On that occasion.
And literally...
Well, I don't think he is, because Jurgen Klopp's about 6'5".
So you think surface area-wise, I'd think Shakespeare has it over Klopp, but I'm not entirely sure. Could somebody do that, please?
I don't know how tall Craig Shakespeare is. I need to know that.
Could be 4'1", couldn't he?
Yeah, if he's 4'1", then I would say Jurgen Klopp covers a greater surface area.
We'll do more Premier League review in a bit.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
Ian has sent us a tweet showing the Flat Earth Society's Facebook page. It says, their line is, the Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe. Anyway, good luck to you. If that's what you believe, have a lovely day. Big game of Culverhouse, let's go. Lee Sinnott.
Julian Joachim.
Trevor Hebbard.
Tim Breaker.
Scott Oakes.
Chris Barrett-Williams.
Liam Daish.
Paul Warhurst.
Mustafa Hadji.
Yusuf Chippo.
Kobe Jones.
Roy Wegerle.
Mickey Ginn.
Mickey Quinn.
Dave Bennett.
Gary Bennett.
Greg Downs.
Wally Downs.
Frank Yallop.
Gary Bannister.
Gary Penrice.
Ian Snowden.
Danny Maddox.
Ian Culverhouse.
Oh, I didn't see that coming at all. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. It is Talk Sport. Max Rushton and Barry Glendenning here. Until one, we are sitting in for Hawksby and Jacobs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So we're spending a lot of time together. In a moment, we'll do part two of the Premier League review.
I'll be honest, I've never really heard their show. Not because I don't like them, but because...
You're working.
I'm working. I don't tend to listen to the radio at that time of the day.
So you're going in blind.
I'm going in blind. I've been on their show.
Yeah. You have. You came in with me and Andy, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's a good one. We might have to raise our game a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
And you're in the Andy Jacobs role, and he brings in reams of material. And you just go, Andy, what have you got? And you sit back, and Andy just tells funny stories. So when I sit back and go, Barry, what have you got? You can't just look at me like you're looking at me now and go, not much. I don't care. You've got to come with some material.
So I can't be that guy who turns up at the party empty-handed.
No, you have to come with...
I need to bring a big bag of cans and a bottle
and a
of tequila.
A box of wine.
Tequila.
Yeah, and some chips and dip.
Chips and dip.
As well.
Your parties must be a blast.
Oh, they're pretty wild. Guacamole and half a glass of red, and I'm straight to bed. Marcel says, Barry had Max on the rope straight away with Julian Joachim. Brilliant. Reaction, please. Been listening to 3 weeks. You still haven't explained what the rules of Culverhouse actually are, says Nigel in Swindon. Go to the website, talksport.com/warmup. Paul says, fair to blasé. Max, you definitely let yourself go over the summer. 3X Bradford players. Good show, he says. Cole says, if Pawson had been reffing that game, Barry would have been shown a red for his use of Gary Bennett.
Huh?
Well, there you go. Joe says, Barry's Ian Snowden looked offside to me. Matches are won and lost on moments like that. Jim says, Rushton phoned that one in. Should be fined for bringing the game into disrepute. FCFC Mick arrogantly thought you'd steamroll a Barry in the season opener. Have to respect every match. Sharpen up. Adrian says, iconic use of Ian Snowden by Barry, even though I have no idea what the rules are. So, look, thank you very much. Thanks for all your feedback on that. We're building a team of an aftershave 11. Tony Cascarino's idea. He's the ideas man for this show. Footballers you've seen buying or wearing aftershave. Here's a Texas. I saw Lewis Saha buying aftershave at Southampton Airport around 7 years ago. Could you reckon Saha could play off the right?
Well, I read recently that he's set up a new business, kind of mentoring people.
Oh, that's nice.
And working nice guy. As an agent.
He's a nice guy.
So he could mentor people and work as an agent.
Okay. Do you want to hear the team so far?
Yeah, I think it's surprisingly good.
Because before the show, we were like, we're never gonna get 11 players who people have seen buying or wearing aftershave. We've got to choose between Grizovic, Khan, and Jaskalainen in goal.
A Grizovic for me all day.
Okay.
I just can't even imagine him dabbing it on.
I'm surprised he's not in those adverts. Grizovic sitting there going, I'm not going to be that man you thought I was going to be at that press conference. He could do that.
Yeah. Grizovic could even be the name of an aftershave.
It could.
Grizovic, poor arm.
I've been through that with all the Watford team.
Yeah.
Until you get to Capoue. Right. Gary Kelly right back. A back three of Matteo, Michael Dawson and Kilcline. That is no nonsense, that. Dennis Irwin or Celestine Babayaro at left back. We've got Irwin.
Dennis.
In midfield, Tim Cahill, Joe Ledley and Darren Eady. So we're playing 5-3-2. I could play 5-2-3 because we've got Shearer, Lineker, Cascarino, Larson and Samassi Abu doing shots of brute up front. Right, do you want to do part two of the Premier League review?
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
So far, we've been through Chelsea, Burnley, Palace, Huddersfield, Watford and Liverpool. So let's... do you want to add anything to the Arsenal-Leicester game? I know a lot of people have... It was an amazing... It was a brilliant start to the Premier League. And it was great to hear, you know, Arsenal fans after 75 minutes booing and just thinking their season's over and then cheering wildly after 92.
Well, I was annoyed before the game even started.
Why?
Arsenal did this thing, and I really hope it doesn't catch on.
Yeah.
Now, there's a thing at Wimbledon. I used to play a lot of tennis when I was younger. I played a lot of doubles.
You were the Irish Yannick Noah, weren't you?
I'd love to be as cool as Yannick Noah was,
oh,
but
are,
I'm afraid
Ben.
I wasn't. But I've noticed now, I never did this with anyone I played doubles with, but all doubles players now, between each point, they have a little fist bump. Mm.
I saw Durham and Goffey doing that before a drive time show started.
Man. That.
Anyway, all right. So what,
the Arsenal team, before their game started, they lined up as they were announced.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of went down their own line doing high fives with each other.
Okay.
I'm really worried that's going to turn into a thing at every Premier League ground, because there's far too much hugging and high-fiving going on between teammates before games have even started. Just get out there, line up.
What about a huddle? How do you feel about a huddle?
I don't feel strongly enough about huddles to criticise them on live radio, but this, you know, just mass show of affection.
What did you think of the in the athletics when they all have to come out, like the relayers all have to come out one team at a time and do a kind of cool look to the camera?
I didn't see that.
Did you not that?
Is that like Blue Steel?
It's a bit like, you know, when they're bringing out like the X Factor finalists.
Right.
Yeah, I've never
seen the X Factor either.
Okay, it's a bit like, well,
it's a bit
like Only Fools and Horses. You know,
when Del Boy fell through the hatch of the bar.
I don't think there was dry eyes. Okay. Anyway, look.
Right. Anyway, I don't want this to be a thing.
Okay.
I'm worried it's going to take off, and it's just, it must be stopped. Mm. Premier League, FA, do something about it.
Okay. Footballers, take notes.
No more high-fiving, unless you've just like scored or something.
Everyone's
can we go to West Brom Bournemouth?
Yeah, because you absolutely can.
There's something else. You said...
What did I say?
...recently
that
there's always, you know, after the summer, all the transfer business is done.
Yeah.
And there's always one. You're watching Match of the Day and you go, oh, I missed that one.
Yeah.
And you cited, say, John Walters to Burnley as an example.
I made a campaign for everyone to know that, so no one would have that terrible shock. And so I believe I personally made everyone realise that John Walters, through my various media outlets that I have now.
West Brom-Bournemouth game, the camera cut to one of the West Brom players, and I went, I completely missed that one.
Jay Rodriguez?
Yes. Well done. When did that happen?
I can't remember, but I definitely noted it because I'm a big fan. I'm such a huge fan of Jay Rodriguez. Like, you know, when you sort of disproportionately love a footballer,
right.
I have that with Jay Rodriguez. I think he's a lot better than people think he is. I think he's a similar. I don't think he's as good as Harry Kane, but I think he's a similar type of footballer.
Right. He really played very well in what I only saw the highlights of that game, such as they were. But he was probably unlucky not to score. But excuse me. I completely missed him leaving and going to West Brom.
Now, Everton-Stoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
First Everton goal since the 13th of April 2004. And I wrote, that's a goal drought. And I thought, that's a good line.
And then Gary Lineker
nicked it, even though he did it before because I was watching this morning. But quite brilliantly, the future wife was sort of watching vaguely and then said, you know, you looked really happy. Lineker said, then you look really happy to score. And the missus was like, well, obviously, he hasn't scored for 13 years. What a mean question from Gary Lineker. So I had to explain Wayne Rooney's Manchester United career to the future Mrs. Rushton.
I have a feeling that in 14 years, Lineker could be doing the same thing with Saido Berahino, except Saido Berahino will have been at Stoke for those 14 years.
Paul says, I 100% agree with Barry. What about volleyball players that touch hands after every point, even if they've lost? So annoying.
Two other things are my observations from Everton Stoke.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Hughes, this is a running gag in the Guardian office, but Mark Hughes... The older he gets, the more he looks like Ailsa from Home and Away.
That's a good point.
Judy Non, the actor. He is a ringer for. And I thought, and it's not something I've noticed for a very long time about Wayne Rooney. He looked very lean and fit.
I've written exactly that.
Did you?
I said, does he look fitter and faster? Is it just a trick of the eye because we think he prefers Everton, so he does? But he did...
No, I just thought in his post-match interview...
He's lost a bit of weight.
He just looked thinner and leaner and fitter than I've seen him look for a very long time. I mean, I don't think he's naturally athletic, and I don't think it'd take much for him to let himself go and get out of shape. But I didn't think this season would work out for him. But if he's as lean and fit as he looks, I think he may actually do well.
Just a brilliant run and a brilliant header. Minero says, the boy Barry is totally right, Rhea, hugging overload. Banned pre-match down the line handshake with the opposition as well.
But this wasn't even a pre-match down the line.
It was like a pre-match.
Pre-match down their own line. It was clearly choreographed.
Just one more thing from the Brighton City game. Duffy made that bad back pass when Aguero went through.
Yeah.
And one of the replays was just absolutely brilliant to see a footballer go, I've really made a ricket there. When it's just he just looked on his face, he was just like, of all the things I didn't want to do, it was just pass it to Aguero and it'd be one on one. He sort of turned around into this pained anguish. It was an absolutely brilliant shot.
Yeah. What do you think of David Silva's new look?
For me, if you've got that hair, you've got to be flying in two-footed all the time. I don't want silky players, skinheads.
Looking like thugs.
No, I want them with long flowing locks.
Okay.
Grow it back. I know the difficulty will be when it's a bit tennis ball for David Silva, you know, the interim. Because once you go there, it's quite hard. You've got to go away to grow it back out, haven't you? So that is an issue for David Silva, but, you know.
I also thought the Man City shirts, they've kind of got sky... As in the sky above our heads,
yeah.
As opposed to the
wonderful broadcasters.
Wonderful broadcasters from whom you earn much of your income.
Mm.
It's kind of a sky camouflage look.
You think? And we haven't even touched on
various different shades.
On the hipster ankle tapping chinos of Pep Guardiola. Long may they continue.
I didn't notice them.
Oh, they were wonderful. Sam says Darren Fletcher to Stoke caught me out. He didn't know that had happened. Right, more of your reaction to the Premier League review, if you like. 81089 on the text that you can add to our aftershave footballers. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Afternoon, everybody. This is the warm-up on TalkSport. Max and Barry here until 1. My dad sat me down 2 weeks ago and said, I've got an idea for your career, Max. Why don't you read poetry on Classic FM? I had to explain to him I wasn't on it. So I asked for some poems this morning. Do you want another poem, Barry?
Okay.
It's from Stephen.
Not really,
Stephen,
I'll be
Britton.
Honest. But...
Football. People come, wear your scarves. Football. A game of two halves. Football. I don't mind that one. You're not happy with that one?
Not unhappy with
it. Speechless.
We're
trying to introduce poetry
really like
to sports.
I really like
now.
Poetry, but yeah. I just find it very dull. That's probably me being a complete philistine.
It is.
In the same way,
yeah.
I would rather walk through the gates of hell than go to a play. Is that make me a bad person?
Let's take you to a play.
No, I've
I'll
been to...
It's like Didi Haman when he said, I don't do fiction, but I did like The Lion King, and I had to explain it. That wasn't a documentary. okay, well, look, I think...
I mean, I'm not...
Open your mind, maybe.
No, I
don't
am
go
very
every week,
open-minded.
But you don't say that open-minded. I'd rather walk... Your quote was, I'd rather walk through the gates of hell than go to a play.
I have been to plays.
Okay.
Just all theatre experiences, with the exception of stand-up comedy,
yeah,
are awful.
Okay, there you go.
Are certainly the ones I've had.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, you're listening to the two mics here on TalkSport. Barry, do you want to play a game?
Does it involve watching
play? No. You do what you like. You're allowed your own opinion. That's fine. No, it's the footballer game. We played last week. It was very successful.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I can follow my Kevin Phillips stuff.
No, that was very good. This game will basically get you shouting at your radio and exposing our lack of knowledge. But that doesn't matter. It's still fun. Joe's here. He's the quiz master. Explain how the game works. You've seen it online. They've done it on Twitter and stuff.
Yep.
Where they basically put up someone's career and you have to guess the footballer. You go club by club. And we get a guess each per club, And then it keeps going until we get the footballer.
So this is kind of different. You can shout out whenever you want. So I'm just going to read through the list of clubs and you can shout out. But when you have a guess, if you get it wrong, then you're frozen out until the next person's had their guess.
No, I like one guess per club.
Oh, well, clarification, the rules came through into my ear. And told me
I don't care.
Okay, so we're going to go
That's
for
how
your
I'm going to play.
No,
okay.
I prefer Joel's.
Okay, oh, fine. Okay, I'm not fussy. We're workshopping.
It's like going for gold. It's okay. The same premise.
Okay. So geography for 4 points. Will you play or pass? Okay, right, let's go.
All right, let's start. So, the first player.
Oh, I like the music. Do you give us the year or not?
No, I give you the amount of appearances for each club as well. Okay. So, he started off at Hayes.
Glenn Hoddle.
50 appearances, no. So, you're frozen out now. So, Barry, I'm just going to keep reading. You can guess.
I think I know who it is.
Wolverhampton Wanderers, 0 appearances. Torquay United on loan, 14 appearances. Bristol City on loan, 3 appearances. Bristol Rovers, 78 appearances. West Bromwich Albion, 91 appearances.
See, Barry just gets free
reign. Steve
Balls. No, incorrect. So you're back in the game now.
Okay, good.
Portsmouth, loan, 10 appearances.
What was I doing, Steve?
Wigan Athletic, 93 appearances. Blackburn Rovers, 134 appearances. And finally, Reading, 28 appearances.
Can you? Where did he go to Blackburn from? I mean, what a glorious career this has been.
He went from Wigan to Blackburn, and then finally.
There are people.
Oh yeah, I know.
Like smashing things up at our because of.
What can you give us the year?
I'll give you the first year. The first year was 1995 at Hayes, and he finished in 2014 at Reading. You are going to smash things up when you find out.
Not a clue. I prefer
David Dunn.
No, so you're frozen out.
Pedersen, I'm not being frozen. Come on, it's ridiculous.
Okay, he's a striker. There's your clue.
Jackson Roberts.
He's got it.
Come
there
on.
We go, 1-0 max.
Okay, good. Okay, let's crack on.
Player two.
Yeah.
1996, started at Norwich City, 84 caps.
84 caps for Norwich. Yep. The country that is Norwich. Okay.
Coventry City. 34 appearances.
Kevin Drinkle.
No. Newcastle United, 93 appearances.
Hang on, Norwich.
Celtic, loan, 12 appearances. Blackburn Rovers, 27 appearances. Liverpool, also 27 appearances.
I don't like this game.
West Ham United, 24 appearances. Manchester City, 40 appearances.
What?
A loan move to Cardiff. 35 appearances. Liverpool, 24 appearances.
So we went back to Liverpool from Cardiff.
And then back to Cardiff, 55
appearances. Oh, Craig Bellamy.
He's got it, 2-0.
Yes, come on.
I'm not playing.
You can't not play.
I cannot play.
When you get
I'm
it
not
right,
playing.
The last when
one's
you
a good
get
one.
It right, it's so satisfying.
I got Kevin Phillips when. Listen, in the B in Baldock last week. I will never top that.
No, but Yeovil,
and now I'm being made to look stupid.
Yeovil shipped 8 last week. They won yesterday. You're only as good as your last game. Heads on, Barry. Is this for a clean sweep?
This is for a clean sweep.
Oh, God, I'm so good at this game.
Player three.
Yeah.
1991. Santa Cruz. 14 appearances.
I don't even know where that is.
Moggy Mirim. 30 appearances. At Corinthians on loan. 30 appearances.
Ronaldo? No.
No. Palmeiras, 45 appearances.
Iranio.
Deportivo La Coruña, 41 appearances.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Barry. Okay. Barcelona, 157 appearances.
Ronaldinho?
No. Milan.
Ronaldo?
No. Milan, 22 appearances. Cruzeiro, 11 appearances. That was a loan move. Olympiacos.
What are you hitting, Barry?
Olympiacos, 70 appearances.
Rivaldo.
Yes, he's got it. 2-1. There it is.
Okay. That's a good game, though, isn't it?
I hate it.
You're about to swear there, weren't you? You really hate it. Do you hate it because it's just.
Because I'm no good at it, and I don't like games I'm not good at. I got the Kevin Phillips. That was a fluke because I know his career better than I know my own or what passes for mine. No, I don't like that game, and I'm sulking, and I don't want to play anymore.
Paul I've says, did Barry just say Steve Bull when he was told he had no appearance for Wolves? Blimey.
No, I said Steve Bowles.
He did say Steve Bowles.
Which was even worse, because there was no mention of Arsenal.
Anyway, that's the footballer game.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, we're going to play it every week.
No.
We can't say, you can't just say no.
You know, I can. You can't make me play a game I don't want to play. You can't.
Well, Barry, please.
No. I don't like it.
James said, did Max Rushen just have a diva moment saying, I'm not being frozen?
I don't think either of us have covered ourselves in glory in the last 10 minutes.
I got them right. I think I got one. 1-2 years. Good victory. It's 1-1 in the series, Barry. So you're doing okay. And look, no one knows everything. It doesn't matter if you don't know everything. That's okay. Just because of this social media age when we all get told off every minute for everything we've done, it doesn't matter. It's good to learn.
I'm not playing anymore.
We'll be back in a minute. They were the best bits of the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Reviews, ratings apparently are important for it, so write one and then we'll read them all out, whether they're positive or negative.
We should just employ people just to write reviews, positive reviews around the clock.
How much are we going to pay them?
I don't know.
What, £1 per review?
Penny a word.
A penny a word? Okay.
But they have to be short.
Is there a limit?
Yeah, it can't be more than 100 words.
Yeah, but what if
they have to go on about how great we are?
How many reviews can somebody do?
I don't know. Well, just do them under different names, I presume. I don't know how these things work.
No, but we want to come out in profit. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you just wanted to be liked.
No. I'd like to be liked, but I want to pay for the mortgage as well.
Oh,
okay. It's somewhere in between. So, yeah, we won't pay you for the reviews currently, but we'll think about that. Or Barry will pay you. But, yeah, have a lovely day. Oh, we're on Hawksby and Jacobs this week, if you're listening on Monday morning. You can listen to again on Monday afternoon and Tuesday afternoon.
I'm
Wednesday
being
afternoon.
Jacobs, even you're though Jacobs. I want to be Hawksby.
You can't be Hawksby.
I want to be Hawksby.
But you can't play that role.
I don't know the role. I've never listened to the show.
Hawksby's is my role, and you're in the Jacobs role. So if you want to be Hawksby,
I have to look like Gandhi.
You have to host the thing if you're Hawksby.
Theirs was an equal partnership.
No. Well, it's an equal partnership, but Andy...
Not like our...
No, Andy is...
Well, there's a clear hierarchy.
Look, Paul, like me, does the nuts and bolts. Gets you on air, gets you into the interviews, gets you out. Andy's like the creative, funny, quirky one who, you know, gets the glory when, you're the sort of luxury player and I do the hard work. And it's the same with Paul and Andy, although Paul's also funny.